With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Lawmakers overseeing the state budget today started working to fill in a financial gap in state health department programs for senior citizens and people with disabilities. But it's unclear where some of that money is coming from. Corin Cates Carney reports.
During the final day of debate on the state's budget in a House committee, lawmakers agreed to rely on more federal funds to pay for senior and long-term care, rather than fund the services with state money. But the state can only access the federal money if it spends some of its own, about $11 million, and it's unclear where that's going to come from. The director of Montana's Department of Health and Human Services, Sheila Hogan, says underfunding senior and long-term care programs could hurt vulnerable populations in Montana.
While we appreciate the efforts today, we are left in a situation where we can't cash the check they've written. We cannot access the federal money they've allocated without the state money to trigger it.
Republicans, including John Kanoke from Bozeman, blamed Governor Bullock's spending priorities for failing to provide enough state money to unlock the federal health care funds. In January, Bullock announced that $10 million the state just received from federal Medicaid reimbursements would be diverted from health care programs to fund suspended road construction projects.
Governor returns the money taken from Medicaid, and we match it with federal funds, and the senior and long-term care budget is balanced.
But Dan Villa, the governor's budget director, says the Medicaid reimbursements the state received were only a one-time payment and shouldn't be used to fund ongoing services in DPHHS. He also says it's the legislature's job to appropriate money for state agencies.
Only the legislature can appropriate dollars, and no one brought an amendment forward this morning to fund that $10 million, save the Democrats.
When the budget committee finished up its work on the state budget this afternoon, it was still unclear how the state would get the more than $20 million in federal funding to help pay for senior and long-term care. The budget committee's chair, Nancy Balance, a Hamilton Republican, says that gap will be filled if the governor frees up the money he pledged for highway infrastructure. The state budget can still change. It will go for a vote on the House floor next week, and then we'll head to the Senate. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.